think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Hey Joey pals, Nigel put together songs from a group we love, ABBA, and we can usually understand the words pretty good, so let's see if we can figure out the name of this song. You have to help me, Lala.
Yeah, right.
Eventually they sing the title, that's what helps us.
That's what helped me.
Talk. Is that the title?
About things we've gone through.
I can't sing forward when I'm listening to. Turn it up just a little bit for me.
I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say.
We know it. Yes, everybody around town is throwing their radio out the window.
The winner takes it all. The loser stands.
Winner takes it all.
Winner.
Winner. Winner. What a pure voice. Isn't that pretty? Good for the Olympics. The winner takes it all. Thanks, Nigel. Beautifully done. Look who's here. Let's hop on our magic carpet and go traveling with Lalo Tachikin.
Well, hello, Joy.
Happy birthday yesterday. Today's Friday. Yesterday
you.
Was your birthday, the
yes.
17th.
Getting old.
Oh, yeah, right. You're not even on solid food yet. That's Gypsy's favorite line.
Gypsy
will be 90 on... No. We celebrate on Valentine's Day. He was 90 Monday. That's right. I don't know how old I am.
Yeah, right.
Oh. We had questions from Joey Pals, but what are people coming to see you about the most right now?
The most is financials.
Finances? Mm-hmm.
Losing business.
Really? I never thought about the angels being into finances and business.
It's just the people want to know what's going to happen to them.
And the angels know.
Yeah, they know.
Did you see where I sent you Psalm 91:11?
Last night.
Yes.
I'd rather.
That's the scripture that says the angel is here to take care of you and watch over you. And I thought, Lalo wrote that.
Angel watching us.
Yes. Nigel's going to have a baby boy in May, right?
Yes.
So
it's coming.
When does, yes. Has Nigel's little baby got his guardian angel yet? Because he's alive.
Absolutely.
I think so, too.
Either before he conceived.
Yes.
They God gave us already.
From the moment you conceived. Yes. Oh, no. In heaven.
God knows already.
That's right. I forgot that part of my religious training.
And when he was born, God assigned an angel for him. For everybody. Wow. Each of us.
I told you I need more.
Yeah,
I need more than one. It's just getting so difficult.
Yes, okay. But this baby is, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, you told us it was a boy before Nigel told you it was a boy.
It's going to be great. And he's so happy.
Yes.
You're happy.
Yes. What's he going to name him? Have you decided a name yet?
Elgin.
Oh, you told me. Elgin. Like Elgin, Illinois. That's a town. Elgin Watches.
Elgin Cole.
Oh, that's his name. I thought you meant C-O-A-L.
It's a unique name.
It's like my name backwards. Nigel Elgin.
Yeah, it's a unique
name. Almost, yeah.
Wow.
That's an interesting thing. What do you know spiritually from the angels about names?
Name again. The name God assigned already. And we already know what.
We just channel it once it comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
I remember,
like with him. Look at this; he would never think of a name. This baby, and now you decide to do it.
Trevor and Tammy were 20 and 22 when I had Tyler, and Trevor named Tyler. My son. So when my son had children, I figured I should get to name them. Nope.
Okay.
And he and Robin did a funny thing. You know Aaliyah and Trent.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But Trevor would say, I'll know what to name him or her when I see the baby. And I said, what does that mean? Because I named my babies all before they were born. When I had Trevor and Tammy, you didn't know what you were having.
But, exactly. You don't know what.
You know, I named them both Tiffany. But Tyler was Trevor named, because I knew I was having a boy by 1988. You knew all that stuff. But Trevor waited until he saw his children, which I always thought was kind of funny.
And some people want to wait and surprise themselves.
It's a surprise when you find out what it is. Even if you find out before it's born, it's still a surprise. You're carrying a girl, you're carrying a boy. It's a surprise. Never mind. Okay, tell me how you talk finances to people through the angels. What do they say, Lalo?
This is interesting because some people have, in their own companies, they have people betraying them.
Betraying them?
And alter books and things. And
can you see that?
I can see that, and I tell them this is what's happening.
Oh, my stars.
It's just the letter they sent me. They find out when they investigate.
Nigel's happy with me.
Yeah, he's happy. What?
We're doing great. Yeah. Yeah, we communicate.
And this is important. Communication, number one, and everywhere.
I'm a stickler for it. You have no idea.
Well, it's good.
So you tell people... Go back to your business. Your bookkeeper's stealing from you.
Oh, somebody's want to do something.
What do you mean?
You know, they want to put the person down.
And the angels are tattling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can tell you stories. It's fascinating.
You should write a book.
I think
you should write. You know, there's a saying in English, from the mouths of babes. You should write a book from the mouths of angels.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. And just don't use real people's names.
Just different names.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Huh? It's going to be in my
mind.
But yeah, Joy, this is fascinating.
How do they take this knowledge?
Oh, they use it.
They
and they find out. And
you're always right.
Most times.
Oh my goodness.
You know, but this is very good. I'm happy.
See, that's what you ought to put a sign up in your office. You know how they say patrol by radar on the freeways and things when you're traveling? Patrolled by angels. This office, we have listening devices everywhere.
If this office could talk.
Yes, if this office could talk. I never thought of that. I thought of personal things. People want to always know about people who passed over and died, and they want to know about their loved ones and their marriage. But I never thought about them coming in and saying, is my business okay?
Many times. Many times.
You want to know about your health?
When I channel people, I immediately know if they're sick or not.
Oh.
No.
Wow.
And I let them know you have...
I always say to you, am I okay?
Yeah, you're okay. When you're not okay, I see spots in front of you. And this means watch out.
Wow.
I don't see with you or him or anything.
Can you tell mentally I'm okay?
Well,
oh, okay. Steve Canola's throwing things, Joey Pals. The peanut gallery's responding.
He's like,
yeah, whoa. That's bad. What then do you tell people when you see the spots before your eyes? What do you
say? This is very important. I said, so now you check your doctor. And I save already 3 people.
Can you do it for yourself, Lalo?
No, not for myself. I wish. But now I can channel my own aura. And
I know my body
energy
pretty well. You know yourself pretty well. We've talked about
this.
Yeah,
know if you feel bad, I mean.
Yeah.
But some people, they don't know. Then they have something.
I think I would feel it. I think.
You know, we talk about little, you know, when you have cancer, you don't know.
Cancer, because you don't really
feel
hurt.
It. And this is what I detect on people.
Wow.
And this is what I tell. I see something.
Tell people.
And it happens. But few people already thanked me for saving them.
Then they went to the doctor and your diagnosis,
yes.
Dr. Tachikin,
no.
was confirmed. When do they also then ask you, my next question would be, were you to say, Joey, you've got some cancer, my next question will be, will I get over it? Can you tell that as well?
I cannot do it in the moment. I know you have something,
and
that's why you have to go and see it immediately. Your doctor or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So Joey Pals, you know, we're past Valentine's Day now. We're past Lalo's birthday yesterday. We're coming up on, well, it's American Heart Month. And it's coming up on St. Patrick's Day. It's coming up on Mother's Day and graduations. These are wonderful. It's $95 for a 90-minute reading. And as Lalo just shared with us, it can actually change your life.
Yes.
Or
and
it'll make you live
happier.
Give
yourself a chance.
Yes.
I recommend to do it, just to find out something.
Yes. And when I say to you, am I okay, you always tell me the truth. And then no matter what's going on in my life, I say in my head, I'm okay. Lalo knows I'm okay. The angels, I'm okay. I'm going to get through this. And it really helps.
Yes.
It really helps.
But if I see something in anybody, I will let you know something is not right.
Yes.
You know, this is my part of my responsibility to help.
But you don't tell death, you've told us.
No. This is God take care of.
Yes.
This is his.
We need more time. Nigel's giving us, he holds up the cards
I
and
know.
Tells us how much time. See, you think you're a psychic? Nilo, Nigel knows we have 2 minutes left.
He's a psychic too, yeah, I know.
See, everybody can do this to some extent or the other, right?
Yes.
Did you had no psychic ability to see your own birthday yesterday? On Thursday the 17th?
I think already know my old age.
Old age. Oh, I could have done that for you, honey. You don't look old.
So no.
You don't look old at all. Well, we're so glad you were born and that you talked to the angels for all of us.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you.
What's the phone number up there?
760-401-1810.
I did know it. And this will all be up on joeyenglish.com. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.